The North Carolina Environmental Management Commission voted overwhelmingly yesterday to give the cities of Concord and Kannapolis access to the Catawba and Yadkin Rivers. The vote allows those cities to transfer up to 10 million gallons of water per day from each river. Originally, Concord and Kannapolis asked to withdraw significantly more water. They say they need the water to support future growth. Concord Mayor Scott Padgett says he's disappointed with a smaller number, but he says the state took into account the concerns of several area municipalities to come up with it.
They wanted to be fair to us and realize that we've been in this process for 6 years and we have done everything that the state required us to do under the current law. On the other hand, they were sensitive to the Catawba Basin.
Several communities in the Catawba River Basin say the process was anything but fair and sensible. Opponents of the transfer say pulling water from the Catawba River could bring down the water quality in river levels. They question the state's tests that indicate a withdrawal would have a minimal impact. Hickory Mayor Rudy Wright says he and other town leaders will have to decide whether to take legal action. But he says one thing is for sure.
We will follow the course that best discourages anyone from coming to the Catawba River to take water out of it again. So what we as a coalition, frankly, will have to do is decide what's in the best interest of our people in terms of energy, time, money.
The Catawba River Keepers is a group that advocates protecting the Catawba River Basin. The group has asked the Southern Environmental Law Center to represent them. Attorney Michelle Nolan expects to file an appeal on behalf of the Catawba River Keepers. She says the water transfer was handled unfairly.
What these various groups were deprived of here was the opportunity to present their interests, to contest the information and the evidence that was provided by Concord and Kannapolis. And so now we're seeking that opportunity in court.
Nolan says it's likely the matter won't be resolved for at least 3 years. Opposition to the water transfer has also come from South Carolina, where the Catawba River Basin extends. The state attorney general has threatened a federal lawsuit based on complaints that South Carolina did not have a voice in North Carolina's process to decide the issue. Lisa Miller, 90.7 WFAE.